Good evening. My name is Michael J. Long. It is January the 21st. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Today we're going to talk. I'm going to elaborate a little bit about this gun control issue that's going on. And it's not just on the state level. It's also on the national level. You know, now that the Democrats have gained a majority in the House, I doubt this will go forward in the Senate anytime soon. The Democrats are going to try and propose gun control. We're already seeing it in the state of New York. And here in the state of New York and other states like California, most Democratic states, but you're also seeing a fight for gun control in many red states, including Texas, and many Republicans being complacent on that matter. You know, we've already seen an instance where President Donald Trump has proposed and has gotten his way with banning bump stocks on high-powered assault rifles. Now, here in New York, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, is going to try and get the legislature at the state level, which now has a Democratic majority, to propose. Now, I don't know if they have a majority, veto-proof majority, but they do have a majority nonetheless. And Cuomo's going to try and get them to push for gun control legislation that says, in order to have a firearm, you must undergo a mental health evaluation, and you must pay $125 for this hunting license and undergo a mental health and criminal background check, a mental health evaluation, in which case the determination will be made by the state government whether to give you an assault rifle or not. Or any gun for that matter. And we've already seen the SAFE Act, which bans high-powered assault rifles and semi-automatics with unlimited rounds of ammunition. So now you can only have a shotgun and a handgun with a minimum of 6 rounds of ammo, which I think is distasteful, because if you have a mental health condition and you're honest about it and you're receiving treatment, well, sorry, you can't have a firearm on the basis that you have a mental health issue. Oh, you have autism? Sorry, you cannot have a firearm because you have autism. You know, or because you have schizophrenia, or because you have this, or because you have that. And so, you know, what it is it's discriminatory towards people with mental health or mental illnesses or mental health conditions. It's discriminatory towards people with disabilities, including autism, to say the least, that you cannot have a firearm if you have a cognitive disability or if you have a mental health condition. You know, And then number two, the problem with gun control policies is that it opens the black market further. So now people who don't want to wait years to get a firearm, don't want to go through the legal process because it's too much money and they're not going to get it if they have a mental health condition, are going to try and get it through the black market. And then what this does is, this discourages people who have mental health, who already are diagnosed with mental health issues and are attending treatment and taking their medication, to basically turn in their weapons or firearms. So you can see how this violates the Second Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution. It's a major violation, but nonetheless, Governor Cuomo, along with Governor Brown of California, are going to go along with this. And I can care less what California does, but for New York State to be following through on the liberal agenda of what California does, you know, I think is disgraceful. And I think it means, you know, and then if we have a Republican governor, we're likely to follow the red states like Texas and all that. I don't want to keep up with the Joneses. I want more freedom and less government. That's what I want. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying get rid of Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP, Social Security, or any of the essential services. I'm not saying don't help people with mental health or disabilities or anything like that. But what I am saying is that this government at the state level and on a national level are too big. And for them to be wanting gun control in the first place is utterly distasteful. It's discriminatory. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. But that's what we have to be fighting. We have to pressure the state legislators to vote against these type of provisions. You know, in terms of, because we're not going to get anything out of gun control. Gun control is a temporary gimmick that will, in turn, increase the rate of the black market. But people are still going to buy firearms under the black market, even if you put a tax on it. Even if you try to overly regulate and overly tax it, people are the bad people or the criminals that are going to go out there mowing innocent men, women, and children down, they're still going to find a way to get firearms. So all this does is punishes legal firearm owners. That's all it does. It makes ordinary New Yorkers criminals overnight. And it's no wonder we have millions of people leaving this state and millions of people leaving most Democratic states because of problems like this from governors like Cuomo. And, you know, now you got governors like in Texas, for instance, the governor of Texas being complacent, not only on the immigration issue, but also on the gun control issue. Even though the state legislator passed in Texas for open carry and he signed it into law, you can bet he's going to put restrictive policies, administratively incorporate restrictive policies on it, especially, you know, to please the Democrats and all that in that state. So again, whether it's Greg Abbott of Texas, whether it's Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York State or Jerry Brown of California or President Donald Trump on the national level, I think gun control has to be fought against. I mean, and I'm not saying go out and shoot everybody, but let's have protests. Let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's vote against these type of policies. You know, if your state allows for a referendum, proposal referendum for more gun rights and not more gun control. Because we don't need this gun control and overly restrictive, zealous type of provisions being proposed. And I would encourage the state legislator of New York to vote against it. And there's reasons for this. You know, there's absolute pure reasons for this. It doesn't do anything to solve the underlying issues that, you know, in terms of mental health or in terms of, combating anybody that imposes danger, force, or fraud to others. Now, if you really want to go about doing that, of course you're going to want to legalize all the drugs and not put as many regulations on them and taxation. Of course you're going to, or at least want to decriminalize most of them. And of course you're going to want to legalize pot or marijuana, if you will. Of course you're going to want to have more gun rights, you know, because then the less crap that you have illegal that doesn't involve a victim, the more likely you'll be able to provide resources necessary to go after those who impose danger, force, or fraud to others. What I mean by that is like armed robbery, unarmed robbery, murder, rape, arsoning, DWI, DUI, fraud, anything like that. You know, we'll be able to focus more of our resources and attention on going after such violent crimes, as long as we don't have, you know, the drug war or the impending gun control crap bogging down law enforcement and keeping them from going after real violent criminals, the real people that should be locked up. So, or at least prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and then locked up. So again, I mean, if, you know, gun control is not the answer. It's obviously not, oh, let's ban this or ban that or overregulate this and that and the other thing. And so, anyways, if you like what you hear, you can send a voice message to anchor.fm/MichaelJLong or Michael Long, however it reads. I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.